Welcome to this tutorial on how you can use AT Prime to label an object with more than just a name. In the previous tutorial, we explored how to give a label to a list box which didn't already have one. In this tutorial, I'll show you how you can get your screen reader to read out more information about controls and objects. AT Prime is currently running, and I launched the demo app again from the Help menu.
Demo app for AT Prime dialog.
And here it is. As I tab through this window, we'll come to the gender combo box.
Enter your name, gender combo box male.
The screen reader is reading out the name I gave to it earlier. I want to tab on until I get to the hello button.
This is a simple window which can be used to demonstrate some of all application developer code, combo current total, edit read only, hello button.
And here we are. What I want to do here is to show how you can add more information about the button, that is, information in addition to its name or label. It already has a label, that's the word hello. As before, when saving a label, we use the object inspector when adding more information about a control. So I open the AT Prime menu.
Context menu.
And I'll simply press O to open the object inspector.
Demo app for AT Prime dialog. This is a simple window. Object inspector name of object hello.
The name or label field shows the word hello, as we would expect. I'm going to start tabbing through the controls in the object inspector.
Object type, edit read only alt T, selected button.
And here's the object type field, which confirms that we're dealing with a button.
Description, edit alt D, blank. Help text, edit alt D, blank.
And now we come to the description and help text fields, both of which are blank. Where an application already provides a name or label, such as hello for this button, you will not be able to change it in the object inspector. This is because your screen reader will always read out the name provided by the application, and AT Prime does not interfere with that. But you can use the object inspector to add clarification and helpful guidance about a control or object. A slight digression here, but the JAWS labeler might be familiar to many of you. It allows you to label a control with three different types of information: a name, a label, or even a prompt name for the control, a longer description, and what JAWS refers to as a tutor message. These three categories of information relate to how the accessibility system works in Windows, which any application can use or access. Sometimes an application might provide some text for the description of an object, and extremely rarely, text for the help text property as well. But most of the time, the description and help text properties are blank, so you are free in AT Prime to provide your own. Let's do that with the hello button. All we know about the button so far is that it is called hello. One way to find out what it does is to go back to the application and select it and see what happens. Sometimes that's not a good idea. Let's see if there's any information in the object inspector which might tell us what it does. After the blank help text field,
tooltip text, edit read only alt P, select this is the hello button.
I tab to the tooltip text field, which does have text in it. Sometimes any tooltip text here might be helpful in describing what the object is for, but this text here is not particularly helpful. But where did this text come from? A tooltip is a small block of text which pops up on the screen when the mouse is moved over the object, and which then usually disappears after a few seconds. Not every type of control or object will have a tooltip, but these tooltips are very common indeed for toolbar buttons, and especially for controls which have images on them and not text. When the object inspector was in the process of opening, AT Prime analysed the window for clues about the hello button, and also looked to see if there was any tooltip for the hello button. A tooltip was found, and its text is now displayed in the tooltip text field here. You will have noticed that it can take quite some time for the object inspector to open while it looks for a tooltip, but you can control the circumstances in which AT Prime looks for a tooltip so that the object inspector will open more quickly, And that's covered in the tutorial dealing with the AT' settings window. Although not particularly helpful, I'm going to copy this text here into the description field, and we'll have a chance to change this text later on. So I press Ctrl-C and Shift-Tab back to the description field.
Help text description, edit Alt-D.
And press Ctrl-V to paste in the text.
Description, edit focused Alt-D. This is the hello button.
Now that this text is in the description field, the screen reader will read this text whenever the button gains focus in the future. I'm going to press Enter to close the object inspector so that this new text will be saved.
Demo app for AT' dialog. This is a simple window which can be used to demonstrate some of AT.
And when I now tab around in the demo app window,
hello button, this is the hello button.
The text that I added as the description is now read by the screen reader. Let's press enter on the hello button to see if it actually does display a message.
Demo app dialog, hello world. OK button.
It does. Good. The help text field is used less often, as I said earlier, but this shouldn't stop you from using your imagination to add helpful information to a control. Here's a good example. I'm going to tab to the current total edit field.
Current total, edit read only, selected 452.
This is a simple read-only edit field with a number in it, which seems to increase every so often. Actually, the number increases by 1 every 5 seconds. So what do I do with this? Let's imagine that the current total relates to the number of sales in a shop or in a sales department. And let's say that you are in charge of managing the sales or the stock being sold. You might have had some quick training on the office database, but inevitably there might be some controls that you find unclear or where you might need some further prompting on what to do next. This is where you can use the Object Inspector to help you. With focus on the current total edit field, I'm going to open the Object Inspector and tab straight down to the tooltip text field to see if there's any text there.
Context menu. Demo app for AT' dialog. This is a simple window which... Please wait. Object Inspector. Name of object. Current total. Object type. Edit read only. Alt-T. Selected edit. Description. Help text. Tooltip text. Edit read only. Alt-P. Selected. Remember to order more stock if the total exceeds 50.
And there is. It's an instruction to order more stock when the total reaches 50. I want to be prompted with this instruction whenever I tab to the current total field. So I'll have to copy the text and paste it into either the description or the help text field. Now, it doesn't actually matter which field I paste it into, but if you bear in mind that the description field is intended to provide a longer description of what the control is, and the help text field is there to give you a hint on what you need to do with the control, then it makes sense to put this kind of information into the help text field.
Help text.
So I'm pressing Ctrl-V to paste it in here.
Help text. Edit focused Alt-D. Remember to order more stock if the total exceeds 50.
So I'll press Enter to close the Object Inspector.
Demo app for AT' dialog.
And now the instruction is read when I tab to the current total edit field.
Hello button, this current total. Edit. Remember to order more stock if the total exceeds 50.
What I have done with the hello button and the current total edit field was to copy the tooltip text found in the Object Inspector into the Description and Help Text fields. Of course, you don't have to use the tooltip text. You can enter any text you like into the Description and Help Text fields. Remember that the labels, description, and help text you provide in the Object Inspector will be available to you no matter what computer you're using and whatever screen reader is available. If you find that when you're using complex software with so many features that you find that you're having to constantly look at the user guide to remind you about the features or to remember shortcuts, you could, for example, label an object in the window with some help text which needn't relate to the actual control itself, but which gives a prompt on what to do in the window generally and what shortcuts might be important. So how about a quick example? When you open the demo app, The first control to get keyboard focus is the Enter Your Name edit field. I'm going to save a helpful hint about the whole window in the help text for this control. So I open the Object Inspector.
Context menu. Demo app 480 Prime dialog. Please wait. Object Inspector. Name of object. Enter your name.
Tab to the help text field and type
Object Description. Help text. Edit all D. Blank. There are four buttons in the toolbar. Remember to close the window by selecting the OK button or by pressing Alt F4.
And by pressing Enter, that text is now saved.
Demo app 480 Prime dialog. This is a simple.
And it will be announced whenever the Enter Your Name field gets keyboard focus.
Gender combo box male. Combo box male collapsed. Enter your name. Edit. There are four buttons in the toolbar. Remember to close the window by selecting the OK button or by pressing Alt F4.
Now the information I typed doesn't relate to the Enter Your Name field itself, but to the whole window. And you can save general information like this with any control in the window. It's up to you. Depending on your screen reader, the description and help text fields might be read after the contents of the edit field like this. So you might actually want to put these kinds of general hints in the help text for other kinds of objects, such as buttons. In this and the previous tutorial, I have shown how you can use the Object Inspector to add information about a control which has keyboard focus. The Object Inspector can also be opened in respect of any object that you can tab to when in optimized tabbing mode. So that means that you can add labels for objects which do not normally take keyboard focus as well. More on that in another tutorial.